Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's go now to Matthew 9. I want to spend a little more time with these three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Matthew 9, 2. And if you're, excuse me, if you're keeping notes, there are differences in each one of these, and it'd be good for you to keep up with it. He entered into a ship, passed over, and came into his own city, which is Capernaum. Now, I'll just go ahead and tell you ahead of time. This occurred in his home, in his house. Behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your heart? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. When the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Now, this was not a hostile crowd. I thought for years that it was, but they marveled at this. See, he was not in a synagogue. He was in his house. They had come from the whole area round about to his house to hear him. Now, isn't that amazing? That changes the complexion of what's being said here. Now, they got distracted when he said that to that man. Their religiousness changed their focus. Let's go ahead and read the other accounts, and we'll see some things. So, Mark 2, 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much about the door, and he preached the word unto them. Now, there's something you make a note. He preached. He preached the word unto them. Now, what did he preach? Now, we know. We know what he preached. Think about it a minute now. How did he start out? The 61st chapter of Isaiah. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me to preach. Amen. That's not what they were having trouble with. They weren't having trouble with his preaching. Isn't this amazing? But when he said, Thy sins be forgiven thee, it disturbed their religious ideas. They come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, now remember, we already know he said, cheer up, thy sins be forgiven thee. There were certain of the scribes sitting there reasoning in their hearts, why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it's easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk, that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up your bed and go thy way into thine house. It is the same power. He said, this is the Father that dwells within me. He does the work. It is the same power that forgives, that heals. That's one of the major reasons, I believe, that the Spirit of God saw fit to give us this teaching from three different sources. Amen. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The same power, say same power, that forgives, heals. That's the reason it is so vitally important this morning. It is your life could be hanging on the balance here. If there is anything in your life, if you're holding on to something that some hurt that somebody's hurt you with, get rid of it, dump it. Don't base it on how you feel. It's a commandment. It's a commandment. Amen. Now God's forgiven you. Forgive them. I'm telling you, this is the royal law. To love your neighbor as yourself. The royal law. This fulfills the law and the prophets, Jesus said. Praise God. Can you see that? Well, it's the same power. Jerry Savelle calls it a blessing blocker. It's a healing blocker. And everything, I mean, your faith is high this morning. But if that's lurking around, let's just stop right now. Just shut your eyes, everybody in here, and say, Heavenly Father, in obedience to your word, I forgive if I have aught against any. It stops right now. Any at all. And I thank you for forgiving me and cleansing me from that unrighteousness. And I thank you, Jesus. My body is ready to receive its healing. In Jesus' name. Amen. We don't have any understanding of how big those little tiny grains of stuff can build up on the inside of you because it never occurred to you to repent of it. Nonetheless, it's there. Amen. Amen. This is called washing. Yes, washing by the water of the Word. Now, in order to move into that, oh, sweetheart, you've got to, like I said the other day, we're picky. Oh, we're picky about the words we speak. We're picky about the little judgments and the little stuff. Well, now, you know, I just don't understand why Pastor did that. Well, he did it because he's pastor. And maybe it's none of your business to understand why he did what he did. You know, be really careful if somebody comes up and says, Brother Roy, now you know how I love Pastor. You fixing to get a load of junk. Just stop it right there. No, I love Pastor too. Let's just leave it at that. Amen. I don't want to get off in there. I don't want to hear it and then have to get rid of it. Amen. And I'm certainly not going to join in with you. I refuse to allow my ears to be a garbage pail. I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. Immediately he rose, took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. All right. Now then, Luke chapter 5. And we'll see from Dr. Luke, even a thing or two here that we didn't see in Matthew and Mark. In the 17th verse, it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching. So now we know he preached the word. Dr. Luke says he was teaching. Well, which one's right? Both of them. He's teaching and preaching. Amen. Now, I know this happens to me. It's happened to me in here this morning a couple of times or so. I'm going along here teaching, and all of a sudden I get excited and just rip off and start preaching. Praise God. And I had to kind of get a hold of myself to get back over here because I really do enjoy the preaching part. I like just kicking my heels up and just let her rip, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. He was teaching. There were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. Now listen, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. Praise God. Behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. When they could not find by what way they might bring him in the house because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop, let him down through the tiling which with his couch into the midst before Jesus. Now, I just have a picture of Jesus in my mind. He's standing there and he's teaching and preaching. And now, remember now, he's not with a hostile crowd. I mean, they're come there to hear him. They came from Jerusalem. They came from Judea. They came from all around Galilee. I mean, they want to hear this man. And all of a sudden, this racket on the roof. Amen. And, you know, this dirt and stuff is falling down there. And Jesus saw their faith. He saw their faith. Now, did the man with the palsy have faith? Absolutely. Come on. Of course he had faith. My goodness. Can you just imagine that boy now? Now, Charlie, don't you drop me, don't you? I'm telling you. You know, I've decided against this, guys. I mean, I'm in bad enough shape now. If y'all drop me and I roll off this roof, I may never walk again. I'm going to take me back home. No. He's all for the whole deal, man. I mean, you know what I think he's thinking? This thing is about over. Glory to God. Just get me up there and get me in front of Jesus. I'll walk out of here. Glory to God. I can just see Jesus. He didn't wait till he got down here. Son, cheer up. Your sins are forgiven you, boy. Obviously, This man was under strong condemnation about sin. Obviously. Boy, that ended right then. Amen. Doesn't that excite you? Cheer up! Cheer up, sister! Cheer up, brother! Thy sins be forgiven thee. You didn't hear what I said. Cheer up, my brother. Cheer up, my sister. Your sins are forgiven. Your sins have been wiped out by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. And you just forgave a while ago and dumped all of that. It's shouting time in the church house today. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. The scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts, whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk? That you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up your couch and go into thine house. Immediately he rose up before them, took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Can't you just see him? Got that thing rolled up under his arm, just shouting to the top of his lungs, I told you, I'd walk out of here. Glory to God. I told you I'd go home well. And I'm, glory to God, glory to God. All five of them. Just a shouting and a dancing down the street. Glory to God. Just shouting the name of Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, or filled with awe, filled with divine reverence and fear. We have seen strange things today. Glorifying God. Now, the power of God was there to heal them. How many got healed? We know of one. I stood right in healing school not too long ago. And I said, and only the power of the Lord was there to heal them, and only one got healed. And the word of the Lord came up in me and said, who said so? And it just kind of stunned me for a second. You know, I was talking about going widescreen. It just kind of stunned me there for a second. He said, what do you think was going on when they all glorifying me? See, we read like that, like they jumped up and glorified God for a few minutes, the meeting was over. No, they weren't acting like we act. It doesn't say how long they glorified God. They may have glorified God for the rest of the day, and this just, the power of God started moving in there. Oh, ho, ho! Just like he's moving right now. Glory be to God. Glory be to the Lamb of God who hath taken away the sin of the world. Give him a praise this morning. Give him a glorified thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lungs are being healed right now. Asthma, all kinds of lung diseases and problems. Bronchitis is being healed. Glory to God. Lung cancer is being healed. Destroyed in here this morning. Jesus is Lord over sharks. I'm telling you, you can know more about faith in this week than you ever knew in all your life put together if you'll just open your ears and say, I'm here, God, feed it to me.
I knew that I wanted to learn more about my faith and about the faith of God. And just being here and hearing him say that we're going to go to the fundamentals of it just answered my prayer from the beginning.
The word of God is powerful. And it ministered to me tonight. And it's just different being watching it on television and just being here.
His presence and the anointing is so strong. You want to be here. It's alive.
Folks, he remembers every seed that you've sown. And I want you to picture something right now. I want you to picture a huge harvest field, just as far as you can see. As far as you can see, the grain out there. I mean, those of you have seen it up close and in person before, the wheat fields, just as far as the distance to the horizon. That's what your harvest looks like. We use our faith, and how are we going to get that harvest in? Our mouths, our words, the words that we speak. So I'm telling you right now, you've got harvest out there.
Sometimes we miss some of the small things or just need a reminder. And I think that this message is, spot on. I mean, straight from God.
When you're in the room and you're with a pastor that knows the Holy Spirit, you just know that there's a difference between that and just sitting in your living room.
He's right there in you. He's right there with you. He is right there every time it comes out of your mouth. He was wounded for my transgression, glory to God. And every time you say it, something's happening. Every time you read it, something's happening. It's coming out of your mouth. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is coming.
After 3 days, pain-free, glory to God. Hallelujah, Brother George.
New heart and new lungs.
The power of God is present to heal right here in these meetings.
Being here in this healing atmosphere and healing, miracles, it's just nothing like it.
We don't serve a little God who does little things. We serve an extravagant God who deserves extravagant praise. Amen. Oh, I am, I am, I am. Pull the sun, pull the sun.
Thank God we've got everything God said to Abraham. We've got everything God said to Isaac. We've got everything God said to Jacob. Everything he said to Moses. Everything he said to Daniel. Everything he said to Joseph. Everything he said to Jesus. Hallelujah! All wrapped up in one big old book. Hallelujah! Pick up your Bible and realize who that is you have in your hand. Whoa!
God's word is life and healing to me. I am strong. My life is full of God's wholeness and abundant blessings.
Become God inside minded. Think like he thinks. Choose the healing and wellness he has promised you in his word with the Harvest of Health Package. This life-changing set of resources includes And Jesus Healed Them All, a book by Gloria Copeland. God wants you well. And Jesus has already healed you, so take hold of his word as your prescription for life and health. The Healing Scriptures CD builds up your spirit in the word. Get rid of unforgiveness, choose to walk in love, and experience wholeness as you listen to anointed scriptures read by Kenneth Copeland. What you plant in your heart grows. The Harvest of Health, a mini book by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to take God's promises and confess them for your healing every day. Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
Your sins are forgiven. And through Jesus, you are made new as though you had never sinned. We believe that, don't we? Most of us are, maybe you haven't received Him yet and chosen to believe that. Just do it right now. Say, Lord, I believe I am free from sin and I ask you to come into my heart. And just get that quick one in right there. Because you're forgiven if you just take it. The power of His forgiveness, it's the same power of His healing. So the same way your salvation works, that Jesus paid for all the sin, you are saved because that includes your wholeness. It's a package deal. The same salvation works. It includes your healing. When you got saved, you made a choice to believe and receive. You can make that choice today to believe Jesus and receive your healing. I hope that makes sense because Isaiah 53 says He took the wounds in His body so we could be forgiven and healed so that we could have peace. And that word means wholeness. It's the word shalom. It means complete. You may have heard it described as nothing missing and nothing broken. So to help you understand, that's a big topic, isn't it? But to help you understand it, we want to send you some free resources. We have the Harvest of Health Package. We have a Healing Scripture CD, Jesus Healed Them All book, and Harvest of Health mini book. You take these scriptures like medicine every day, speak them over yourself, and take God at His word. You can dive in so deep into what the Bible has to say about God's healing power and how Jesus made a way for you to be whole that no circumstance and no enemy and no well-meaning friend can take it away from you. And that's when you learn what it means to put the word of God into your heart, into your soul, like you were sowing a seed into the ground, and it will bear fruit. You know, our soul, it's a believing machine. It's going to believe whatever you put into it. So we want to send you something good to put into it. If you'll just call us or go online, we'll get that right out to you. You can join my dad again next week for a message that will immerse you in healing scriptures. I'm Kelly Copeland reminding you today that Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in your faith in God. Go to kcm.org to download or request your free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.
It's time to get out of the house and experience the power of together. August 3rd through August 8th for our 40th Southwest Believers Convention. And this year, for the first time ever, we welcome Pastor Bill Johnson to the stage. Prepare your spirit during these 6 faith-building days with 7 powerful speakers. Because we take your health and safety very seriously, we'll be social distancing. Join us in Fort Worth, Texas for our 40th Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd through the 8th. Together is the most powerful place to be.